This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. Here at the end of National Agriculture Week, having been in Washington for Ag Day and listening to the president of the American Farm Bureau, I want to share some comments from Zippy Duvall after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
As some disc jockeys note, with those calendars that they keep in the control room and the little entries they read on the air each day about this being a particular day being celebrated, I couldn't help but think about our Ag Day observance earlier this week. There are others, of course. There's Tax Freedom Day in May. There's National Chocolate Milk Day in September. We observed just the other day National Pie Day. Some of us are still observing that. But Zippy Duvall, president of the Farm Bureau, pointed out the other day during Ag Day, when he was speaking at the breakfast in Washington, that farmers and ranchers are the ultimate unsung heroes. He's right about that. Zippy said they quietly go about their business of producing the bounty that consumers hardly give a thought to when they stroll down the fully stocked aisles of the grocery store. Not to mention the wood that goes into our homes, the fiber into our clothes, even the fuel in our cars. Farmers and ranchers, Zippy pointed out, are so good at what they do, the average consumer has no idea how much goes into it. But National Agriculture Week and Ag Day are about educating consumers about where their food, fiber, and fuel come from. So maybe they'll give it a thought the next time they walk in to the grocery store. Zippy Duvall said it's also a time for farmers and ranchers to share their passion for what they do. In his words now, we love the land. We love knowing that we are doing important work feeding Americans and making sure our country is secure, because we don't have to depend on unfriendly nations for our most basic need. We enjoy working to be more productive and sustainable. We love saving our rural communities by helping them stay economically vibrant. We are downright addicted to the hope that springs up in our chest at this time every year, as many of us put our new crops in the ground. So says Farm Bureau's Zippy Duvall. I'll be back after this.